To answer that question, consider how CTB's testing servers, these huge central computers in New Jersey, talk to the test taker's computer over the internet. CTB President Ellen Haley told Indiana lawmakers last week, as soon as the student clicks on their answer, immediately,
we capture it and we transfer it from the student's workstation to our servers. Every time the student makes an answer choice, we capture it, we transfer it. If there's any reason why the system feels it can't transfer the answer, can't capture it, it will not let the student go on.
CTB servers couldn't keep up with all the capturing and transferring. And when the system overloads, Haley says it's designed to pause.
Please wait.
The system was pausing, saying, please wait.
The students weren't supposed to be waiting. Indiana's testing contract says CTB has to make room for up to 70,000 students, all capturing and transferring at once on its servers. CTB Chief Digital Officer Stephen Laster says engineers found two problems with their servers' memory, or in other words, their capacity. He says technicians fixed the problem, but lawmakers like Democratic Representative Craig Battles pressed Laster for assurances.
There is enough of that memory that it should avoid these problems.
We feel very confident right now that there's enough of it to service the demand pattern we truly see.
That's not enough for J.D. Ferris-Rowe, who handles technology for Brebeuf Jesuit Preparatory School. He buys the memory explanation, but he wishes lawmakers had gone further.
I wanted the follow-up question of, well, why didn't you have enough memory on those computers? Was it just a cost-cutting measure? Were you trying to save money? Did you grossly underestimate? Did you forget to carry the one? What happened?
But it isn't exactly simple math. Dennis Cromwell helps maintain the website at Indiana University where students take online quizzes, check their grades, register for classes. It runs on servers with capacity similar to the ISTEP servers. Here's Cromwell's key to running servers this big. Remember, all users will not do the exact same thing at the exact same time.
Think about the fact that there are different ISTEP tests for different grade levels.
And 70,000 different students will use the tests at different times. The load servers are supposed to carry is uneven. And Cromwell says figuring out ahead of time how to balance that uneven load is a challenge, even for a pro.
Getting that mix as it matches the anticipated load is part of the intricacies of doing an appropriate load test.
So if the contract says CTB's servers must support 70,000 test takers at once?
When I read that, that looks specific. It's like, you were supposed to do this, and you didn't, but you're saying, like, it's a lot more nuanced than that.
Yes, there is a lot more nuance than that. Now, the bottom line is McGraw-Hill didn't do that, right?
And my responsibility to the state taxpayer.
During Friday's hearing, Republican Senator Jean Lysing put CTB President Ellen Haley on the spot.
If you were a legislator in Indiana, I mean, would you be pushing the department to pursue legal action against McGraw-Hill?
Haley says she would find the company for the 2 days of problems, but throwing out CTB or its contract might be a step too far.
We're dealing with technology. It needs to go right. It's students and schools. We need to make it right by you, but I think the contract as it's written gives us the opportunity to do that.
Department of Education officials have already announced they'll seek at least $613,000 in fines from CTB. And if a validity study shows more problems, state officials say that penalty could balloon into the millions. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.